I'm Brett Carter. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcasts. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
We'll be friends.
It's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning, we are in Deerwood with Jim Main. Is that right?
That's correct.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for calling in. So,
how are you today?
Good. Have you had your breakfast yet?
Yep. Just finishing up. Having two boiled eggs. Eggs are from a local farmer that we pick up regularly, and I make sure that I always have soft-boiled eggs. Those are much better than a hard-boiled egg.
Okay, are you flirting with me right now? That is my favorite. That is my favorite thing on earth. I know you didn't know that, but yeah.
No.
Okay.
No.
And now, how do you get them to the right consistency?
Start the pot of water, a pan of water first, get it boiling, and then I gently lower the eggs into the pan so they don't crack. Mm-hmm. And then I go with 6 minutes is what does it. Ends up just right for me.
Is the water above the egg?
Yes.
Okay.
That's important.
Then how are you getting it out of the shell?
Take the eggs out of the pan after 6 minutes and then cool them down with just cold running water. And then I peel them regularly. I don't try to do the cut and scoop method. I end up with too many little shells that way.
Okay.
Hmm.
That sounds fantastic. So you had two soft-boiled eggs.
Yep. And then two pieces of toast. One piece of toast has peanut butter. And the other has raspberry jalapeno jam.
Oh, jeez. Nice.
How about a beverage?
I got both an orange juice, so I can take my morning set of pills and medicine. And then, of course, a cup of coffee.
Hmm. Is this pretty much a regular thing?
No. My breakfasts are varied. But this is one of them. I just happened to be listening today, and I said, "Well, I can talk about this one." No, I'm different things on different days. I don't like to do the same thing every day as a rule.
Any specific toast? Like we go on a healthy toast, or we don't care?
No, we try to have something whole grain, with a lot of fiber in it. But don't focus too much on any other thing. Any other aspect.
So you said you had local eggs, right?
That's right.
Is it? Do you have chickens yourself or neighbors, or how'd you get them?
No. We're members at the local Deerwood American Legion, and there's a local farmer, a couple that come in every Wednesday, and we can usually pick up a dozen from them.
Wow. So do you think they taste better?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
They look better.
Maybe going to get eggs of different size and consistency, but the majority of the ones we get are all dark and brown eggs, you know, with a white one thrown in here and there. But I think they taste better by all means.
So, Jim, what have you been doing? How's your family holding out, and what have you been up to?
Family's holding out. Working remotely, largely. We have a small business in Deerwood Technologies, and our employees are all able to work remote, and the support we provide for our clients is largely remote at that. And so we've been reaching out to our customers to make sure that their remote work technology and capabilities are secure and able. But so we're, you know, in there with the different other parts of the community, trying to help everybody make it through. Working with Deerwood Civic and Commerce, they had a recent event, and a large donation's been made to the local food shelf. You know, people's needs are going to increase for the foreseeable future. So trying to check in with folks as we can too.
So, Jim, if someone hadn't been to the Deerwood area, how would you describe it to them? What's that community like?
Well, it's a tight-knit community, but it's really, you know, broader than Deerwood. The city of Deerwood has maybe a population of 550 or 600, but the surrounding area draws from, you know, many communities in and around Bay Lake, of course, Crosby, Ironton, Aiken, you know, certainly a city of its own, but there's a lot of miles and townships in between the area, on over west.
All right, thanks
you know, nearly
a lot, Jim.
To Brainerd, so you know, beautiful downtown Deerwood is as good as it gets, but it's really an extended a community area throughout the Iron Range. You know, the Cuyuna Range area here.
Yeah.
So, Jim, for being on What's for Breakfast, Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You want country blend cereal or wild-raised pancakes?
I'll go with the pancakes. That sounds good.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Yes, we'll be friends. Oh, won't you walk a mile with me, brother?